With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration will partially fund the SNAP food aid program to keep it running during the shutdown. Here's correspondent Mike Hampen.
Speaking to reporters Sunday, President Trump said the Democrats will determine how long the shutdown will last.
We have voted 14 times to open the country, and they vote to keep it closed. All they have to do is vote to open the country, and we only need five Democrats.
In an earlier interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Trump said he won't be extorted by Democrats who are demanding negotiations to extend the expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies. Trump predicted Democrats will capitulate to Republicans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A corporate marriage bringing together two companies whose products have been household names in America for many years.
Kimberly-Clark, whose brands include Kleenex, Cottonelle, and Huggies, is buying Tylenol maker Kenvue. It's a cash and stock deal worth around $48.7 billion, creating a massive consumer health goods company. In addition to Tylenol, Kenvue's product stable includes Listerine and the Band-Aid brand. The combined entity will generate about $32 billion in annual revenue. Rich Thomason reporting.
Charles de Ledesma reports there's been more seismic activity in Afghanistan.
A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck northern Afghanistan, killing at least 20 people and injuring well over 600. The quake hit at dawn on Monday with its epicenter near the town of Qom.
The Supreme Court is preparing to hear a major case tomorrow that could redefine presidential powers when it comes to emergency tariffs. The outcome may reshape executive authority when it comes to trade in future years. Also at SRNnews.com, a mixed bag on Wall Street has the Dow down close to 200, the NASDAQ up 107. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans say they agree with the Republican Party when it comes to social issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 34% of adults think the Republican Party has the right policy on abortion. That's up from 31% 2 years ago. On LGBT questions, 35% of Americans say they agree with GOP policies, up from 29%. Support for the Republicans is also growing on issues such as the right to bear arms, crime, immigration, race, and health care. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Hawaii has ruled that the Food and Drug Administration violated the law by imposing restrictions on accessing mifepristone, a popular abortion drug. A lawsuit by the ACLU argues that the FDA is restricting access to a safe medication without scientific justification. ACLU attorneys have asked the judge to find that the FDA was in violation. This is SRN News. The closest supermoon of the year is fast approaching. It will be here this month, Keith Peters reports.
It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come within just 222,000 miles of Earth. The change in the moon's size can be tough to discern with the naked eye. Supermoons happen a few times a year. A supermoon in October made the moon look somewhat larger. The last supermoon of the year will rise in December. Keith Peters, Washington.
It is Election Day tomorrow across the U.S. Key off-year races are underway in New York City, New Jersey, and the state of Virginia. Early turnout was being closely watched as a preview of the 2026 midterm elections. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.